This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
And, yeah, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Mike Harmon, the floor recognizes the senator from Chicago.
Look, the disco ball's still down. Marching band refuses to yield as we begin the second half of the show here on a big Wednesday night. I think you spoiled Squid Game for all of us. Tyshirt and I were talking about it, during the pause for the cause, and I think you kind of screwed us all over about squids and stuff. I mean, that was just unfair. That was really wrong.
How did I spoil Squid Game?
When you brought up what your wife kept asking you about, that lead me to infer that, you know, something was missing in this whole process. And if that's the case, I want my money back.
Okay, well, the name of the show is Squid Game. Okay, that's the name of the show. That's the name of the TV show is Squid Game. And my wife just kept saying, have there been squids yet? I mean, maybe there's no squids. Maybe it's an ironic title. Maybe there's squids in every episode. Maybe the whole thing is that they're playing games and they're playing games against squids, and the squids kill the people if they don't win the game. Could be all of those things. Could be none of those things. I didn't ruin anything.
No, just the way you said it, you kind of blew it for all of us. So, you know, beat it.
Yeah, I blew it by my wife saying, are there squids yet? Have we seen the squids yet? All it is squids.
By the way, fried squid is delicious. Remember to cook them on a very high heat. to make it work properly.
Very nice. But yeah, well, remember the name of the name of the movie, the name of the TV series is Squid Game. So, I mean, it's, you know.
But, Jay, I'm with Mike here because I watched Saw, and not once did I see a Saw. So I was a little upset.
Right. So, but now you don't know. Maybe there's no squids. Maybe there is absolutely no squids in this. Maybe it's all about squids.
And maybe it's actually the evil Squidward from the SpongeBob SquarePants series that's really the evil mastermind of it all.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
You like that, didn't you? You didn't see that twist coming from the evil mind of Harmon, did you?
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you the absolute truth about Squid Game. Look, LeBron says he just disliked the ending. I'm telling you, the ending is great. The ending is great. It's you have to get through the first two episodes, right? The first episode is really good. You're like, okay, I get it now. You kind of know what you know, going in, you kind of know what it's about. So you're like, okay, I want to get to the part where it starts to get good. And it does. And then the second episode, you're like, what is happening? What is happening? What? Why am I so incredibly bored? What is going on here? I want to fast forward past everything.
Hey,
you got to get through that second episode.
Character development.
Oh, it's just, I mean, really. I mean, I get why they did it, the second episode, why they did what they did. But I'm like, that. All that does is just upset me and make me go, do I really want to watch this? Oh, and I will say this. And I will say this for Squid Game. This is very, very important. It's obviously, it's in Korean. And there's two ways to watch it. You can watch in Korean with the subtitles, or you can watch it dubbed over in English. Don't watch the dubbed over version because it'll make it'll take you out of it entirely and make you laugh because the inflection that the translation puts on what is said doesn't really match what's said on the screen. I mean, it's funny for 5 minutes because you're laughing, going, "Oh my God, this looks awful." That's not at all the emotion he's conveying or she's conveying in this scene. So after a few minutes, I said, "All right, I got to go to the regular," and I was much more happy going to the Korean with the subtitles is great because look, it's action, you know. You don't really need to see, and you know you've seen enough now with closed caption and seeing the words on the screen. It's not that big a deal, but trust me, it will take you out of the show if you watch the dubbed version of it with seeing it in English. Don't do it that way. Do it the other way. Trust me.
Well, there you go, and that's one to grow on.
That's one to grow on. So. Kyrie Irving, who is not going to play for the Nets until he gets vaccinated, the Nets said this, and are preparing for life without Kyrie Irving. Today, Shams Charani of The Athletic and Yahoo said the Nets are not going to offer Kyrie Irving a future contract. We told you last night, the Nets are out of the Kyrie Irving business. They are moving on. Everything they have done is moving on. If they wanted Kyrie Irving around, they would still find a way to say, hey, Kyrie, we need you. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. We got to have you. They're not doing it. They've moved on. But Kyrie has been a bit of a mystery throughout all this. Why is he not getting vaccinated? What's his reasons for it? Why is he not? Is he close to coming back? Does he want to play? He went on Instagram Live, and it just finished a few minutes ago. Now, we're going to give you a good rip of Kyrie Irving and what he's saying and going to break things down as it goes. Here's the beginning of Kyrie Irving getting on Instagram Live and explaining his whole situation about not getting vaccinated and not playing right now for the Brooklyn Nets.
I had to stop running away from using my voice and using my platform to, you know, speak on what's true and what's mine. You know, nobody's going to hijack my voice. Nobody's going to take the power away from me that I have for speaking on these things, you know. And don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm gonna give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware of what's being said before I even get a chance to be on the podium and speak for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these people saying all these things about what's going on with me, and it's just not true. Pay attention to what's going on out in the real world. You know, people are losing their jobs to these mandates. People are having to make choices with their own lives, which I respect. You know, and I don't want to sit here and play on people's emotions either. Just use logic. You know, what would you do? You know, if you felt uncomfortable going into the season when you were promised that you would have exemptions, or that you didn't have to be forced to get the vaccine. You know, this wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming where I prepared for it. And, you know, I had a chance to strategize on what was going to be best for me and my family. I came into it that I was just going to be able to play ball, you know, be able to use my talent to continue to, you know, inspire, influence people in the right way.
All right, stop right there for a second. So here's the thing so far about Kyrie is that he thought he was going to get to come into the season one way. You know what? Welcome to the club. I think we all expected to come into whatever our situation was job-wise thinking one thing, but the world changes as we change trying to fight a pandemic. The world changes, right? That's the way it goes now. I get it. I get you feel bad. Look, I think many people feel bad that they were told one thing about their job, but it turns out to be something else because there's no rule book for how to fight a pandemic. Right. There's no rule book. Look, we've made it completely political. And the way it started, we could have been done with this thing months ago. But because with not wearing masks and not social distancing, it became a badge of honor. If you weren't wearing a mask, it was, what are you doing? You're spreading things. Right. 99% of the people hospitalized are people not vaccinated. These are the facts of this. We could have taken care of it, but we're not. And everybody had ideas of what they thought it was going to be coming in. But things unfortunately changed. Oh, we were told that if we did this, the pandemic would be over. Yeah, it's science. We're not sure. We're fighting it. And many states are doing great. Some states are not. But we're all doing better. And it seems like when we put our minds to it to fight this situation with COVID-19, we've started to do better at it. But yeah, things kind of change. And yeah, it does suck. And you get forced to make a choice about getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine. Yeah, all right. I get that you feel bad about it. I don't know that I want this to happen, but everybody's got to make choices. And yes, I wish it was the other way around. But honestly, things are going to change. And in a month from now, if things are better, maybe there's going to be a less push to get vaccinated. Maybe, but I got to think that this is the way the world is going to be going. And you're going to unfortunately have to make choices because we're not dealing with something exactly. I wish we could have the right answers that Dr. Fauci could come on TV and say, if we do this, we will stop the spread of COVID-19. We will win by this date. But that's science. It's an inexact thing. We're fighting. There's no game plan for this. There's no playbook for it. We're just trying to do the best thing we can to try to fight this and tamp this down. So that's the one thing I would tell Kyrie Irving. Yeah, that's a pretty big club of people that thought the world was going to be one way, and it turned out to be the other.
Well, the other part of this is just from the timeline, you know, just to not to nitpick the man. But yeah, let's do it. The announcement of the mandate for New York in terms of restaurants, fitness center, entertainment venues, etc., was August 17th to go into effect by September 13th. So even if he waited till September 13th, it was still 2 weeks and a day before the start of training camps, with plenty of time to have wrapped your head around it. Look, and he's got his choices, and it's trying to say you're standing up for other people who are losing their jobs. Well, you're not losing your job. I mean, there are plenty of other states, if a deal can be worked out, that you can go ply your trade. There's no question. Likewise, I mean, obviously it's difficult to uproot and move and everything else. Certainly not suggesting the other. It's your choice, right? And with choices come consequences. And for Kyrie Irving speaking out about this and trying to put a face to it and saying he hadn't had the chance, he'd had plenty of chances. And he used the Athletic and Shams and all these others, his agents and whoever else were the quote-unquote sources close to him, whether it was him or somebody speaking on his behalf. We've had plenty of that for a while now. So to say that you haven't had a chance to get into a podium and address it is disingenuous. You could turn on your camera, and obviously you figured out how to do Instagram Live. That wasn't hard. We've seen that before, Zoom calls and whatever else. Plenty of opportunities to do this. And now on the eve of the NBA season, again, it keeps breathing more air into a guy who's really of a very small percentage of players and people in the NBA who hasn't gone through the protocols. Protocols changed. Protocols change in a lot of facets of our life all the time, right? What's acceptable, what's not, ways of doing business, conducting yourself within a business. What are we talking about in the NFL? Guys that felt comfortable because of the way things were, and that's being outed. And, you know, in 2021, it's not okay, right? We had a big thing, and there's debates over the comedy content of a Dave Chappelle, whatever else. What is good in 1984 or 1994 or whatever? It changes. Society does. And for Kyrie Irving now to take to Instagram Live, and I appreciate that he's here, but you know, we've got to make sure we at least call due attention the timelines and in that clip that you heard where there are some inaccuracies.
All right, let's hear some more from Kyrie. We'll pick it up right where we left off, Tyshirt.
You know, this, like, putting this on me is just like, why are you putting it on me? You know, like, this is not part of, you know, what's going on in conversations with scientists, physicians, and doctors. I'm just a hooper, right? Like, I'm just a person who's being utilized as an example. For some odd reason, you know, people love to have my name in a mix of just some BS. Like, just hearing the way people speak so, you know, with so much conviction about what I should be doing with my life and what, you know, my teammates should be feeling about me. People, they like get so caught up emotionally. It's just like, yo, effing get vaccinated or just leave. You know, we angry at what you're doing, man. And it's just like, nah, that's like, what are you talking about? I'm a human being. I have emotions. I have feelings. I have thoughts, things that I keep to myself, things that I share. But I'm staying grounded in what I believe in. It's just as simple as that. It's not about being anti-vax or about being, you know, on one side or the other. Like, it's just really about being true to what feels good for me. You know, I'm still uncertain about a lot of things, and that's okay. You know, if I'm going to be demonized for having more questions and taking my time to make a decision with my life, then that's just what it is.
Okay, stop right there. So what could you possibly need more time for? What do you need more time for? This is not the vaccine came out and you can get it. And well, I want to wait a couple of weeks. That I understand. There's people I knew that, hey, I was one of the first people to sign up. I wanted to get the vaccine, but I completely understood people who said, well, I want to wait a couple of weeks and see if there's any kind of side effects. Even though we've watched people get the vaccine and things have worked, I completely get that. When it comes time to putting something in your body, you want to wait and see. But people have been getting vaccinated now for months. And what do we see the CDC telling athletes? Guys, aspirin isn't this safe, right? I mean, this is a completely safe. You can find all the information you could possibly want about the COVID-19 vaccine. There's nowhere you can say, I can't find it. There's no, you can find any kind of information you want. So don't hide behind that. Tell us why you really don't want to get vaccinated. Give me a good reason. I always say, I am behind. If someone's got a good reason, I'll listen to it. I just haven't heard any yet. And especially from the players, say, well, I think, I don't want to get it because, okay, give me a good reason. But here's Kyrie saying, I don't know enough about it. No, that doesn't wash. That does not wash. It washed in February and maybe in a little bit of March, and maybe after you and your age group were eligible for the vaccine, maybe a couple of weeks after that, but we've seen enough of this now. I mean, this is what people hide behind. I don't know enough about it. You're just stupid if you say you don't know enough about it. You can find out anything you want from anywhere. Healthcare professionals, doc, whatever it is, they will tell you. If you don't want to get it and you don't have enough people telling you what you want to hear, well, that's why people are sitting out. I don't have people telling me what I want to hear yet. I haven't found enough websites on the internet. I haven't gone to thingsthatarewrong.com yet to find out stuff about the vaccine. No, that doesn't pass muster anymore. You can't sit back and say, I don't know enough about it. You know everything you need to know about it, so give me a better answer.
I would just say this to tag it really quickly is, you know, he talks about, you know, what I believe in and what feels good to me, more questions, fine, and people getting all angry. Well, people are invested in you. You're more or less while you are a private company in terms of how you're looked at in the NBA, right? Each individual is their own corporation, we always say, right, at this point, and brand and identity. You are still a public figure, with great power, privilege, if I dare use the word, etc., comes some responsibility. And I think that's what folks, especially if you're a fan of the team or you've invested something in the team or the NBA, you want your stars to play. And I get it. It gets into that difficult proposition and trying to reconcile the individual from the sport, etc. Remember, they're human beings and it's his choice. Absolutely. But in terms of what it does to the team dynamic and the expectations, that's where we're going to talk here on Fox Sports Radio. And if he's available, great. If he's not, it's his choice. And everybody in that Brooklyn Nets organization will have to figure out how to pick up for the lost productivity.
Mm. I'll tell you, man, this is, we're going to hear more from Kyrie Irving coming up. We got Dan Wojcicki stopping by next, LA Times insider, all the latest on the NBA, the latest on the vaccines, the Lakers, everything else. We'll hear more from Kyrie Irving, but no, I no matter who you are, you can't sit here and tell me I need more information. You got to give me a better reason than that. You got to have a better answer than that now. Like, that's the one I'm going to hide behind it because people have used it and they've kind of hid behind that. No, you can't do that anymore. You got, if you have a good reason, say it. And if he had a good reason, he would have said so by now. But Kyrie Irving obviously does not. And you wonder just how much of his deal is about the vaccine. Is it about, I can now stand up for a cause and be in front of something? Because, you know, that's what Kyrie likes to do. I mean, none of it, what we've heard from him so far, does not make sense. We're just kicking off with this. Keep it right here. More on this coming up. Twitter at HowAboutAFresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And judging by response, everybody's nervous. The Lakers are 0-5. LeBron didn't like the end of Squid Game. Oh, there's a lot of panic in the world! Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, you can follow him on Twitter, at Dan Wojcicki Sports. That is at Dan Wojcicki Sports. He covers the Lakers and the NBA for the LA Times, and he's with us now. If you know the ending of Squid Game, don't spoil it for Harmon, Dan, because Harmon hasn't seen it. I am on the record. I disagree with LeBron. The ending of Squid Game was great. The beginning was what was bad, and I will fight over that one.
Guys, I have not seen Squid Game. Like Kyrie Irving, I need to do some more research on this. And boom. And I think, you know, I'm just taking my time, and I need to do what's best for my Squid Game viewing experience.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. Would you be disappointed? No spoilers. Would you be disappointed or not disappointed, depending on the amount of squids that were actually in Squid Game?
You know, I mean, I think that's a good question. I mean, part of me feels like, come on, like, you know, I watch The Sopranos, like, give me some Sopranos. Like, you watch The Wire, like, there's a wire in it, like, right? Like, it feels sort of like you have to deliver at least squids or games. And my understanding is, like, I will get games. I'm not sure that I will get squids. So maybe that's, like, a thing where, like, you know, you order some, like, Northern Italian cuisine. A lot of squid up there. Okay. And you do that, and then you watch the games. Maybe that's how it works.
Right. Ooh, maybe that's the way to do it. You know what? I'm going to find a place nearby. That's it, Dan. That's it. That's the viewing party. Squid.
That's good. Let's do it. Eat some squid. Eat some squid. Watch some games. That's great.
And if there's no squid, at least you have squid on your plate. If there is squid, then you get double the squid.
It's funny. It's one of those things, like, I'd be like, oh, like, Squid Games, is that related to the Noah Baumbach movie, Squid and the Whale? But then I just seem like a total pretentious a-hole. So I'm just not going to do that. I'm just going to pass.
Dude,
on referencing Noah Baumbach films from the late 90s.
Can I tell you a great Squid and the Whale story? This is an awesome story.
Really? This is where we're going on a Wednesday
trust
night.
Trust me, you want this. Trust me, you want this story. Now, you know my Twitter handle is How About a Fresca, right? Because my favorite movie of all time is Caddyshack, right? I mean, there's not. Sure. I've seen it more than anything else. Well, may have seen
what's
Cars.
What's the sign
more.
Say? No bare feet. What's the sign say? No fighting.
No fighting. What's that mean? No fighting. You owe me one gumball machine. So, you know, my whole life, I've been quoting this movie with, and my brother-in-law is just a great, we try to stump each other with crazy-ass trivia all the time, right? So I go to see Squid and the Whale, my wife and I, and two of our friends, when it came out, like, you know, it's like 20 years ago, whatever it was. And we go to this little art house in Pasadena. And so I go in, we go sit in the theater, and I go, you know what, I have to go to the bathroom before I'll be right back. So I go in, I go to the bathroom, no one else is in there. I'm walking out, I get to the door, and opening up the door, walking in is Michael O'Keefe, who played Danny in Caddyshack. And I completely am not ready for this moment. And he opens the door, and I'm standing there walking out, and I just go, And he looks at me, and I can tell exactly what's going through his head. Great. Another guy that's seen Caddyshack like 5,000 times. He's not going to talk to me, is he? And he walks by me, and I walk into the theater, and my wife looks at me and sees and goes, why is your face all red? What happened? I go, I just saw Danny Noonan in the bathroom.
You Noonan'd it, too. That's even like the – you know, it's funny. Like, I don't feel like an adult Danny Noonan would have enjoyed Squid and the Whale. that doesn't seem like his type of film.
But I was stunned. I'm like, I got to get better at surprise confrontations because I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for it.
I thought you were going to be like,
confrontation's a difficult call there.
It was.
I bumped into D'Annunzio on the way out and he punched me or something like that. more aggressive.
You, Angie, pick up that blood. All right, so as far as the Lakers, here they are. They're 0-5.
Yeah.
The debut of the big three last night. LeBron says everything's going to be fine. I think it's fine. Harmon thinks it's fine. Look, they may start out 500 for the first 15 or so games.
Sure.
And then they're going to pick it up. It's just going to be like LeBron with the Heat, with the Heatles. It's going to take a little bit of time, and then they're going to be playing great basketball when they need to be playing great basketball. I'm not really worried about this.
Let me tell you guys a story about another winless Lakers team in the preseason. And I agree with everything you said, by the way. But I feel like it's important to tell this little story. So there was a team that was too old, right? Too old. Too many egos. Too many stars. They said that with it. Excuse me. I'm getting very excited to think about this. So that team, by the way, little Laker team that starred none other than Kobe Bryant, none other than Dwight Howard, and none other than Steve Nash. The last Lakers team, by the way, to go winless in the preseason. And, like, then they went 1-5, I think, to start the year, and Mike Brown got fired. And it was sort of like, okay, right? So, I mean, on one hand, I do think this is, like, generally speaking, nothing, right? I think I've tweeted this multiple times, like, don't make judgments on the preseason, especially when it comes to wins and losses. Like, I think, if anything, like, I've seen a few things in the Lakers preseason that I'm like, oh, like, that might be good for them. Like, Malik Monk looks like, like, that skill set looks like it'll play on that team. It seems like, you know, they've unearthed an NBA rotation player in Austin Reeves at some point. It probably won't be this year, but, you know, when you're a team that's capped out like they are, finding undrafted rookies that can play for you is, you know, that's found money. That's a huge deal when it comes to roster building down the line. So all good news. The bad news maybe is that, you know, what we've seen from the best players on the court, on the team, when they've played together, it's looked pretty rocky. And I think when you talk to people, it's not exactly like, yeah, there is an element of like, it's going to be fine. But there's also like an element of like, we also have to be patient. And they've preached that a lot. Like today, like Carmelo was kind of like, I think we're going to get this faster than people think. And what's funny is that the people in the faster than people think is like more like Russell Westbrook and what LeBron James and Anthony Davis have said, which is like, you know, don't judge us in October, judge us in, you know, in June. And I think that's a nice sentiment, and it'll be kind of fun to watch it. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a puzzle where all the pieces fit together snugly. So, like, they're going to have to figure it out, and there's going to be bumps. And, you know, they're going to out-talent a lot of teams, especially this year in the Western Conference. But there's going to be some pretty ugly nights, you know, and I think it's gonna keep me on my toes for sure.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day,
right?
No, that's right. It's all about you and how deftly you maneuver between storylines.
100%. 100%.
And taking over press conferences, like asking Russell Westbrook about getting fouled and 3-point shooting and all of that. Making a name for yourself
fake.
And making a friend.
He drew that pump fake, and I love that he was like, yeah, I was so surprised. I was surprised, too. I'm so glad, by the way, that has been like, you know, being legislated out of the game. One of my least favorite parts about covering NBA games is watching people shoot free throws. I was, I had to do it a lot when I covered the Clippers because teams sort of did like the hack at DeAndre. And I hated it. It never worked. It just made me late for dinner. Late dinner. Like it was just,
bad,
it made everybody.
Job, yeah.
Yeah. It just made everybody, it just kept everybody from like waking up with an extra 20 minutes of sleep the next morning. I'm so glad that the league has gotten rid of that. You know, guys, we're going to see some funky shots as guys try to do it. Like Russ did the other night. We've seen Steph try to do it a few times, but ultimately, like, it'll be good. Play some basketball. It'll look so much better.
Dan Wojcicki with us here, Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
Advice to live on. Play more basketball. It will get better.
Sure.
I tell you, if Frank Vogel ever gets fired, you could step right in. That's a great inspirational talk right there.
Play basketball, guys.
I'm going to make a shirt of that.
Yeah.
Play,
you are the Brandon Staley of the NBA.
Play basketball and get me to dinner. There have been coaches. This has seriously been the approach of some coaches in the NBA. I will not say who on air. I got places to go, guys. Come on, wrap this up.
Wow. That escalated quickly. He's late for dinner. He's Dan Wojcicki. At Dan Wojcicki Sports on Twitter, where you find him.
Hey, guys, if you're an NBA coach, you never want to get ejected in a city with bad restaurants. You only get ejected in cities with good restaurants because then you got a place to go.
I can't fault a good strategy, Dan. There's no question about it.
A lot of well-behaved people in Minneapolis, by the way. A lot of well-behaved coaches in Minneapolis.
Well, you can go into the underground tunnels during the winter months. There's no question there. Now, obviously, for Jason and I, one of the big stories tonight, I don't know how much you've gotten to see, is Kyrie Irving in the Instagram Live. And certainly, you know, that's a story everybody's tracking, forgetting the fact that 95% of the league is vaccinated in the process. But for Kyrie, is this still a conversation that you hear around as you
every day
mingle with other reporters?
Yeah, every day. I mean, there's like a lot of fatigue with it, I think, from people. And I think most of the people that I've spoken with in NBA circles kind of generally agree with the Nets' perspective on this, which is sort of like, I mean, look, right? Like, let's just make this like as basketball oriented as possible. You can't have someone be sort of on your team.
Right.
Like, that's just not how sports works. Like, you can't be like, you can't be a three-day-a-week player. It's like, I'm taking Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays off. Like, and deal with it. Like, it doesn't work that way. Continuity
the Knicks
is
tried that for many years. In the early 2000s, it did
exactly.
not work.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think he just outed himself as a parrot head, too, because Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays is Jimmy Buffett's concert schedule when he's touring.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You would think that I said I went to see the Squid and the Whale. That doesn't mean that. I think the Squid and the Whale and the Jimmy Buffett sort of Venn diagram is probably two just separate circles, I would guess.
See now, I'm back to the whole big. Remember when the whole NBA TNT was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Vlade Divac is in the commercial going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. When are the games? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I remember my favorite TNT NBA commercials were with Sacha Baron Cohen, where he would ask Richard Jefferson if he was United States President Thomas Jefferson. Or then he asked like Steve Nash about how the basketball bounces, and Steve Nash would be like, because there's air in it. And then Sacha Baron Cohen would be like, well, we're in a room with air. How come we're not bouncing? Great commercials. Google those kids. They are wonderful. It's a huge to bring this around. It's a huge conversation in the league right now, right? Because if Kyrie Irving was playing and at least sort of pretending to be committed, the Nets would be the massive favorites. Without Kyrie Irving, they're still probably the favorites. I think like they have a tremendous, tremendous depth. Patty Mills all of a sudden becomes like a real valuable signing for them as a player who could give them really nice kind of scoring minutes at that guard position. And it's certainly like you lose a little bit of your cushion. And that's sort of, you know, I've heard people say this, and I think it's true, and I think it'll be true for the Lakers this year. Is like, this is why you kind of get multiple superstars, is because it gives you cushion in case like you lose a guy for 2 months with a hamstring, or you lose a guy for 2 months with a shoulder injury or something like that, right? Like, you have more cushion. You have more elite talent, and generally speaking, elite talent is what wins for you in the NBA. And the Nets' margin for error has gotten smaller with this, not to mention sort of any and all fallout that's kind of come from it in terms of, like, what this does to their team and their locker room. And just like, hey, by the way, get ready for this year where everybody expects you to win, and you instantly walk into, like, probably the biggest story in the league right now, which is, like, this guy who – you know, for some reason thinks he has to be a martyr on this issue.
You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports. That is at Dan Wojcicki Sports. Covers the Lakers and the NBA for the LA Times. He will take all your squid questions, whether it is Squid and the Whale, Squid Game, or how to prepare squid.
Squidding pasta, delicious. Squidding pasta is a delicious.
Yes. Squidding, very good. Squidding, yes, absolutely.
Squidding paella.
Oh, now you're talking.
No, I'm trying to think if I have any other squids that I can think of. From the Sandlot, Squid Spalidoris. No, wait, that's squints. Sorry. That's the wrong. I misunderstood.
That was pretty close, though. That was good. Yeah. I like that. You tried to make that happen. That was good.
Well, there's only so many words and phrases you have with the word squid in it. I mean, there's not that many.
When you want to talk to me about British denominations of money that I don't understand, 50 squid, don't get it. I'll talk about it. I've seen The Office, guy. I don't know if I've made this clear. I watch pretentious television. I've seen The Office, not the kind you watch. The British Office, and I think it's better.
Do you do the Ricky Gervais dance? Can you do the dance?
Oh, yeah, where you, like, hit your knees and do that stuff. Okay. The best part of this, and you guys maybe next time can play me into this, the Freeway of Love song from the British Office that Ricky Gervais sings, the Ricky Gervais rock song. Oh, it's so good. It's so stupid.
There we go.
I love
your new song, Freeway Love.
I think maybe Noel Gallagher plays on it too. Because why not? Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
Right, free love on the free love. No, that's what it's called. Free love on the free love freeway.
Free love on because Aretha Franklin was Freeway of Love.
No, exactly. Yeah, so I was like, did he do a cover of that?
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. It's too fast for Tysha right now, I think.
No, I already got this one. We're rolling with it.
Love it.
Take it easy, Dan. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
See you, buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Kyrie Irving talked tonight, did an Instagram Live on his situation, why he's not vaccinated, as he can't play basketball in the NBA, the Nets say, until he gets vaccinated. And he said many things. We broke down some of them earlier this hour. We're going to break down the rest of them coming up in about 10 minutes. But it's clear after one thing he said tonight how Kyrie Irving is going to attack the short-term future, meaning the coming days, weeks, and maybe months. All right, now this is a case where yesterday the Nets said, listen, you're either playing with us full-time or not at all. We can't have you part-time. You don't want to get vaccinated. We're moving on. I told you the Nets want out of the Kyrie Irving business. Tonight he decided to go on Instagram Live, and he talked about, hey, if any of you thought I was going to retire, well, that's not in the cards.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware.
Okay, so hearing that, and I said last night I didn't think retiring was going to be on the table for him.
No, not at all.
But hearing him say this, Mike, I'll tell you what, I know exactly what the next few days and weeks are going to be for him. He's not going to play, and even though he says, oh, I don't want to be the face of this, he loves being the face of this. Right? He loves anything he can do contrarian-wise. You know, you hear the Doug Gottlieb promo all the time. That's what Kyrie is. He's a contrarian. And anything he can do, he loves. Right? He wanted to stop everybody from playing in the bubble, right? He was so nervous about COVID and everything else we're not being told, but now he doesn't want to get the vaccine. So he was nervous about people playing in the bubble, right? But now it's, I don't want the vaccine. He's a wild card, right? He's a rebel without a cause. Hearing him say this, it's clear what his plan is going to be. He's going to enjoy the publicity he gets from being the guy who is now the face of this anti-vaccination movement, which is a small one, but it's a big one because it gets a lot of attention. 99% of the people in the NBA are vaccinated, but here's Kyrie Irving, who is standing up for a good portion of Americans who haven't gotten vaccinated and don't want to. He's going to try to use this storyline, his influence, the backing, to find a way to push his way into playing for the Nets without having to get vaccinated. That's what his plan is going to be, and he's going to go with this until he realizes he can't do it. He may try to take it to the Supreme Court. He may try to take it somewhere, whatever it is, but this is clearly his strategy. Okay, now people are going to be behind him. He's already got people and politicians retweeting him. I stand with Kyrie Irving. Oh, my goodness. And that's what he's going to do. I'm going to try to do this, and I'm going to try for a little while to see if I can do this without having to get vaccinated. And boy, wouldn't that be something. That's what it's going to be. Then when that doesn't work, then it's the next part of his decision. The Nets have still moved on from him, and they're still going to move on. But for Kyrie, that's going to be his plan. I'm going to try this for a little while. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's 2 months. Maybe it's until the end of the year, because I got plenty of time to get back in to try to play and collect money. I don't want to say goodbye to $200 million that I could be getting the next few years. But that's going to be his plan now for the short term.
Yeah, I think a lot of it still just goes back to navigating mandates, right? The vaccine itself versus the mandating of vaccine or no job, right? That you're seeing in some respects. In this case, it's a you can't play home games. So as a member of the Brooklyn Nets, now what do you do? Do you go in and like Andrew Wiggins did, right? Because he talked about it. And then what did we find out in short order? He went and got vaccinated, talking to his teammates or feeling forced or whatever the end game was. For Kyrie, you know, there's an opportunity here. My guess is that he can more than make up the dollars lost on the court during this time, depending on, you know, what causes and what he signs on with, right? Sympathetic money will be out there. And again, it's his choice. You know, the team's got to react. And I guess to some degree, you kind of knew there would be some challenges, you know, in that linear path with Kyrie Irving as a member of your squad. I don't know that you necessarily thought it would go this way, but we'll see what gets into the courts as far as trying to strike down local mandates, because that's the other part. It's a long season, as we talked about. Could it be a month? Could it be 3 months to where maybe something changes just based on the sheer numbers of cases and the spread within the New York metropolitan area? Then maybe suddenly it changes.
Yeah, right? It could change in a month. It could change in a month, and so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Maybe it's a long game of, hey, you know what? I want to take the month of October off. I mean, Halloween's coming up. And
is his birthday coming up? When's his birthday?
Well, mine is, so maybe he's celebrating my birthday. So.
Oh, that's true. He could be taking time off for your birthday. I didn't think about that.
Didn't mean to be glib about it, but let's call it what it is. I mean, he could look at it saying, it's a long season. I don't need to be there in October.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. The rest of Kyrie from Instagram Live. It's a must listen. We'll have it for you coming up next. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio, 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 radio. Happy birthday, Harmon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley.
It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.